Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, one of the quickest ways that we can get this show into the ears of more contractors and add value to them and in turn bring respect and dignity back to the trades is ratings and reviews. And my ask for you today is simple. Go give us a rating and a review. That's it. Share how this show has helped you. Share how it's added value to you in any way, shape, or form. Do that so that this show reaches more contractors and makes the industry better for everybody. Super appreciate that. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Fighters, welcome to Monday Mojo. If I sound a little different today and hear me huffing and puffing, I'm actually on the road traveling. I'm out doing a workout outside right now. And I have to get this episode done. And sometimes you just got to do shit you got to do, right? So anyway, I want to talk today to you to kick this week off. For those of you that are leaders, that sometimes the decisions you make are not popular with your own team. And I make decisions from time to time. I've made one recently. I've had a few team members here in the fight reach out to me with questions about why I made certain decisions. And we're going to have conversations. I'm going to hear them out. But ultimately, the decision I make is the decision I'm making as the leader of our company. And I want to encourage you, if you're in a similar situation, okay, this is that sometimes you're going to make decisions with the information that you have that maybe the whole team doesn't have. There's a context to things and conversations you have that align with your values and some of the goals and this and that of your organization. And you got to stick to your guns. There's a reason that you're the leader. There's a reason that you have the vision that you have. There's a reason that your business is growing the way it is. And it's because of you leading the way as the one in charge of your company. And I hope this makes sense to you guys here today. You know, for instance, I see this a lot with people that they learn our sales process, which is pretty unorthodox. And they tell their team, their sales team, hey, this is the way we're going to sell from now on. Okay. And there can be a lot of pushback. All right. But you know what? It's the owner's name on the company and name on all the legal documents. And it's the brand that that person has been building for many years that they're trying to protect and they're trying to make the company more efficient, more profitable, offer a better experience for people, whatever it might be, whatever their motivations are for tweaking their sales process. That's just one example that I see a lot where the leader is often standing alone or feeling alone and the other people haven't bought in to the vision of what they're doing. Or another example would be when you implement a different marketing strategy that might revolve around creating more content and inbound marketing and video and all those things that we teach here when we coach people on marketing and things like that, instead of just being like everybody else in the industry, just running a bunch of ads and wasting a bunch of ad money and this and that. And sometimes, guys, the decisions you make in the short term, it's kind of like the amount of fuel that a jet needs to get off the ground, right? You burn a lot less fuel once you're in the air, but getting something off the ground, changing direction in the company, making these decisions in the short term, they're a grind. They're tough and you often feel alone. And I know I have in the past. Now, what we're going through right now in the fight, it's not that big of a deal, okay? It's really not. So I don't feel alone. I feel supported and we're good. But I've made a decision and I just haven't communicated it quick enough to the whole team. And so they have questions. They're wondering why I'm making a certain decision and this and that. We're going to address that. I'm going to get on the phone with people. We're going to be good. But it just got me thinking here today that, you know, leadership can be really lonely. And I want to encourage you today, as you approach this week, stick to your guns. When you know something is right, okay, you stand fast. You stand firm on that. When you can clearly see the light and others can't, it's really hard to be optimistic. And I want to encourage you that you should look at your track record in the past. All right. If you have a track record of winning and moving the company forward and succeeding at greater levels, then that's more reason to have confidence in your decisions. Now, if you haven't, then you lean on your team more. I have a history. We have a very close team here in the fight, but I have a history of making decisions that move the ball forward. And so I'm sticking to my guns on some things. And sometimes that's lonely. All right. So guys, be encouraged with this. Do the right things. Super appreciate y'all for hanging with me here today. And you guys rock. I got to roll.
Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way. And don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. Y'all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at Real Tom Reber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.